Welcome to Baba's Beach Podcast, number 21.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you're about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This town has 5,000 families, and every family has a story. This is one of them. 5:30 a.m. I'm having a strange dream about Motley Crue in a traffic jam on the Portman Bridge. Wake up and realize my clock radio has been going since 5 a.m. Another morning I won't make it to the pool. Back to sleep, 5 minutes at a time, waking up just long enough to punch the snooze button and feel guilty. 6:35 a.m. Feet on the floor and the morning routine comes into focus. 25 minutes to shower, make my tea, my husband's coffee, breakfast, and 4 lunches to take to school and work. I have 10 minutes. It's Friday, a day like any other day, story of my life. Knock on the youngest's door on my way out of the bathroom. Hey, sweetheart, wake up. Time to get moving. She's a teenager. She likes to sleep, but not at night. Breakfast on the table. Get the paper from the front step and realize I haven't seen the kid yet. Go back to the door and knock again. A shoe hits the door from the inside. She's getting dressed. 7:30 a.m. Reading the paper to make sure I'm not in the obituaries when the kid stumbles into the kitchen and asks for juice. Something is wrong. Her voice is raspy. And then she coughs. One of those deep, hacking coughs every mother knows. I check her forehead. She's a bit warmish. I'm a mom, just a mom, putting in a regular day. Not doing anything special, just taking care of my kids, my husband, my house. Then I go to the office and take care of everyone there. I'm a working mom. From the time I get up until I feed the cat and turn out the lights, it's all on my watch. Dosed with decongestants and cough syrup, she's tucked in on the couch and asleep before I hang up the phone with the school. I put on my coat, make sure the phone is right on the TV table beside her. There's a glass of juice and the TV remote. Take a moment to brush the hair from her face and kiss her forehead. I know it's just a cold and she's old enough to be left alone. It doesn't matter, you see, because I'm a mom, and I worry. It's what I do. 9:30 a.m. Boss is on a rampage looking for a file. Where's the file? He stands at the filing cabinet and stares at it, waiting for the file to jump out. I go into his office, get the file off his desk, and bring it out to him. He asks for a coffee, goes into the office, closes the door behind him. 11:30 a.m. Phone home. Sleepy answer. She's fine. Still coughing, but feels better. I know she's feeling better because she asks what's for supper. I ask her what she wants. Nothing icky. What's icky? Celery. After work, wander through the grocery store looking for something to make for supper. Had chicken last night. Decide on spaghetti. Without celery. Go to the bakery for a baguette. 5:10 p.m. Other daughter is looking at me because she has a dance class at 5:30 and supper isn't ready yet. Decide to make her a peanut butter and jam sandwich with extra guilt. After supper, the regular fight breaks out between the kids. Whose turn is it to do the dishes? I know how it's going to end and start rinsing the plates while my husband tries to use logic on the combatants. 8:10 p.m. House is quiet except for the sound of the dishwasher being loaded, the pots being washed, and the counter getting wiped down, and the loud music from the basement bedroom, and the coughing from the other daughter's room, and my husband's favorite TV show in the living room, Mythbusters. sneak the remote away from my husband, now sleeping on the couch. Have a choice between a CSI I've seen three times already and a documentary on an endangered wild dog in New Guinea. My husband wakes up, wants to know what happened to the show he was watching. I tell him it ended half an hour ago. He goes to bed. 11 p.m. Sherlock Holmes pulls a deadly snake out of a hat, Dr. Watson babbles in astonishment, and a Victorian damsel swoons in gratitude. Time to clean out the cat box, turn out the lights, and find my way to bed. I wonder if I'll be able to go to sleep without reading a bit, but I can't stay awake long enough to worry about it. I'm a mom, just a mom. It's all on my watch. Thanks for listening to the Baba's Beach podcast. If you have any comments, please visit us at babasbeach.ca. That's BABASBEACH.ca.